Blog Talk Radio.
So I converted, and I feel alright.
guys. This is Minister Awesome of Revelation of Truth. Revelation of Truth with Minister Austin. Here we are thanking God for 2 months of service, still being on the air and still being blessed, even though we have technical difficulties and all this other stuff. The devil is trying to fight my ministry on the air, but God still be the glory. We still getting the glory and the praise out of all what is happening in our lives and what our ministry is going through. We are still blessed. On yesterday, we had a touchdown experience at Lighthouse of Jesus Christ in Georgetown, South Carolina, 159 Johnson Road out there in Georgetown, South Carolina. Amen. I was in the place, and I'm telling you, I preside over the services, over the 4 o'clock services that afternoon at Minister Rodney McCray. He had preached a wonderful word. Amen. And you have a reward with your name on it. Amen. You have a reward with your name on it. Oh, glory, guys. Glory, glory. But we are so excited here that we have 2 months experience so far. I am also working on my second CD that's hopefully be coming out soon. I'm still blessed, and I'm still alive, and I'm still doing well. Oh, I know the devil, man, but I'm still giving God some glory for all the things that he has done, that all the things that he is doing for me in my life and in my ministry. We want to give a big shout-out to all the listeners that have a birthday on today. It is April. It's almost first Sunday coming up next Sunday. Oh, God, I can't wait till next Sunday. It's the 1st of May. Somebody ought to say hallelujah for the month of May. Oh, we made it this far. We could have still yet been dead and gone, but we still made it this far. Glory God. We're going to get into the music part of this program, and we're going to let God have his way up in this place today. Amen. Amen. And I'll be back later.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle
to
fix your
need.
Oh, yes, you will.
situation. But with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. Oh, he'll set you free. Yes, he will. God, you promised me. Said he would. God can heal.
Yes, he can.
That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my brokenness.
Give me a
miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let's get, lift your hands and pray.
Try.
Now we're gonna have a new group. I heard these ladies live last night at Lighthouse in Georgetown. They are from Andrews, South Carolina. They call themselves Divine Harmony. These girls can actually really sing and move a crowd. You hear me? These girls got the anointing of Jesus on their lives and their voices. Y'all need to look them up on YouTube. Divine Harmony from Andrews, South Carolina.
My mama told me, hey,
I told you them girls can sing. Be careful. Be careful how you treat one another. Be careful how you throw your hands and throwing bricks and hiding your hand. You got to be careful because you got to give account to the judgment day. We are soon about to be off the air in a few more minutes. But until then, we are going to still give God some praise through some songs and everything. But we want to tell you, be careful for how you treat one another, because you don't know, you're going to have to reap everything just what you sow. Amen. Amen. Doc McKenzie sing that song, you're going to reap everything just what you sow. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you have a blessed week, and I will be back on the air at next Monday at 2 o'clock p.m., my time, Eastern, I will be up in the house. Amen. But until then, may God keep blessing and keeping you guys. And remember, God loves you and I love you too. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only forgotten son. And whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. Amen. John 3:16 didn't say that, but I said that. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I love each and every one that's listening to my radio broadcast. Even though that we are few in numbers, but God going to see that we are going to increase our audience sometime. I can't complain because I've been on the air only for two or so months now, but I'm not going to complain because God's still getting the glory. Amen. Amen. And then we're going to listen to some more music. And hopefully, guys, we'll see you on Monday at 2 o'clock p.m. Revelation of Truth. Thank you.
You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. You thought I was a devil. You tried to fight your life so I could be free. Hallelujah.
God will make a way. I know that He will. I've seen it and He will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that He will. Just let Him make a way.
God will make a way. I know that He will.
I know He will.
Make a way.
God will, yes, He'll make a way.